this is me, Vinny. I went to the movies last night. I saw this flick, Absolute Power, starring Clint Eastwood as a burglar who witnesses then becomes the prime suspect in a murder. Clint sees the President of the United States doing a little slap and tickle with his best friend's wife. This movie starts out good, then goes down faster than the sales of the Oksana Bayul video on safe driving. Does it have a somber tone? A, compared to this, Jack Kevorkian's The Life of the Party. It's inconsistent, and it's got the trills of a day at the Strom Thurmond Fun Castle. There's more subplots than there's jewelry on a fat guy. Like, you look at the gold and not notice the guy's the size of Venus. Gene Hackman's performance as the president is actually wooden. I mean, like Robert Stack wooden. Maybe it happened when he realized he was in this movie already, when it was called No Way Out. So 1.5 slaps. You leave the theater with more questions than there's stitches on Cher's ass. Why would a lifetime thief with the biggest score of his life, $5 million, go to such lengths to bury the president? This guy's been in prison 3 times over here, hanging out with the criminal element, and he's shocked at something he sees? Yeah, right. And there's a guy somewhere who tried to abduct Tanya Harding, knowing he'd actually have to spend time with the broad. And then he returns the $5 million to the widower billionaire. Yeah, that could happen, and Michael Jackson's life shouldn't be on X-Files. So this is me, Vinny. I'll talk to you next time I go to the movies.